When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who chose to oppose his shield must yield.
Nothing outranks the patriotism of Captain America.
I will champion the fight for freedom and justice wherever tyranny reigns.
Captain America is at the top of the red, white, and blue chain of command. Once just a normal human until the technological wizards during World War II made him into a secret weapon. You know the story.
Enter Steve Rogers. Too puny to be accepted by the army, but willing to risk death for his country in the greatest experiment of all.
He drinks the mother of all performance-enhancing drugs and...
It's working. Don't give up, son. You must survive this crisis.
Suddenly, it is over. And America has a new champion.
He's a champion and the first superhero to also be a projection of American foreign policy.
The guy calls himself Captain America. It should be political.
The creators of this character were Jewish, and they used him to be like an ideology of what it means to be American.
That's right, Cap. You know what to do. Go get him.
I mean, the first Captain America comic, and he's punching Hitler in the face.
Of course he's punching Hitler in the face. None of this Hollywood Dark Knight existential angst and good hero, bad hero ambivalence. No. Captain America is solid. He's clear. He's right. Just like America. But hey, wait a minute.
I'm shocked, to be honest. It's weird. It does not feel right.
Baiting the world with anger. I'm surprised Trump hasn't written or said something about this already.
I mean, I'm not calling for death threats or anything like that they're doing on Twitter.
Death threats? Anger? Captain America gone weird? That's the comic world crisis of the moment, when the latest issue of the Captain America comic books this week delivered the backstory mind-boggler of all time. Something like Marilyn Monroe was actually a robot, or Alexander Hamilton came back from the dead and killed JFK. This storyline makes Captain America into a recruit of Hydra, the ultimate evil syndicate. Think of Hydra as Nazis.
Hydra created a world so chaotic that humanity is finally ready to sacrifice its freedom to gain its security. Once the purification process is complete, Hydra's new world order will arise.
Captain America, a recruit of Hydra? That's just a...
I mean, I'm not calling for death threats or anything like that they're doing on Twitter.
Over at Carmine Street Comics in the West Village of Manhattan, a man calling himself Deadpool John says that it goes against more than just Cap's personality.
The creators of this character were Jewish, and they used him to be like an ideology of what it means to be American, regardless of this. And to say that he's always been a member of Hydra, it's weird. It does not feel right, and there's nowhere good you can go with this other than basically ruining a character that's been around for 75 years. The people that created him would have freaked out at this. This should not have happened.
Weird flashbacks and outlandish plot twists are what happen all the time in the comics, but this is different. And an enormous online backlash says that fandom isn't buying the new plotline. Should they?
Well, this is definitely part of a tradition.
John Gorga owns Carmine Street Comics, and he's seen a lot of outrageous political cliffhangers in his day.
There's been times where the book is a more straightforward superhero book dealing with crime or dealing with moral issues. But there's many times where Captain America has been distinctly about something more political. I mean, when the first Captain America comic, I think it was the summer of 1941, and he's punching Hitler in the face. At the time, it was a very political statement, and according to Richard Wright, who wrote a book called Comic Book Nation, he said in an interview on this topic that they were getting hate mail. They were getting hate mail at the Marvel Comics offices, then it was called Timely Comics, because it was obviously suggesting that America should be at war. The guy was wearing the flag, and he was punching Hitler. That would be like if today's Captain America comic had him punching Putin in the face. So definitely Captain America's had layers of political like undermessage from the very beginning. The guy calls himself Captain America. It should be political, especially since you're writing mostly for adults, which is really what superhero comics are now. Just, God, the readership is like 80 to 90% for adults.
Part of the tradition is actually being topical, like during the Watergate years, Gorga says.
In the 70s, post-Watergate, there was a storyline where he uncovers some kind of Hydra corruption in the government, and it was obviously meant to parallel what had been discovered in the real-world politics about what Nixon did. And he takes off the costume, and for, gosh, I don't know off the top of my head how long, maybe only a few months, maybe a few years. But for a time, Steve Rogers did not call himself Captain America. He called himself Nomad, the man without a country. I think that was 1973.
I can think of 15 ways they can back themselves out of this, and I hope they do it as soon as possible, because I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be reading it off the shelf, but I'm not paying for the rest of this arc unless they come out with something really, really good, and maybe I'll get the trade, but it's not acceptable.
What is acceptable? We try to write comics in 2016 that are about the world and the zeitgeist of 2016, particularly in Captain America, says an editor from Marvel. What's clear about the zeitgeist of 2016? Are we clear about the good guys and the bad guys when President Barack Obama lays a wreath at Ground Zero in Hiroshima to commemorate 140,000 civilians killed in 1945? Okay, forget that one. Just think about the 2016 presidential campaign. The Captain America writers tweet about that all the time.
The one thing that makes me genuinely concerned and angry is that the rumblings I'm hearing is that some actual neo-Nazis out there are very, like, happy and are saying, this is proof Captain America's on our side, therefore, like, America is really on our side. The ideals of America are still being reflected in the idea of being a Nazi, which is... I'm surprised Trump hasn't written or said something about this already. It seems like the exact kind of baiting the world with anger and paying attention to surface things without going below the surface and actually talking about the issues kind of thing that he loves.
I mean, I'm not calling for death threats or anything like that they're doing on Twitter. That's disgusting, but this should not have happened.
But this has happened. And if Hollywood can take the art and artistry of the comics and turn it all into mass culture, surely the creators, writers, and artists in the comic world can try to make a mass media statement to provoke and challenge a mission like Captain America, only it's landing on the op-ed pages.
Kill Captain America!
You will never achieve final victory, Zemo. No man can perpetrate evil without paying the price.
Enough talk! Stay back! I'll fire!
Captain America stretched too far? What's too strange for fiction, comics, or otherwise? I'd love to hear your stories. 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.